Hello, I'm Aaron Montes. This is KTEP News. With today's vote, the El Paso City Council called on the city attorney's office to lay out a framework of preventing ICE from opening detention centers in city limits by the next meeting. The vote speeds up a former timeline that would have had the city's attorneys bring research and recommendations to the council in April. District 8 City Council Representative Chris Canales, who co-wrote the initial proposal, said the time needed to be brought up over ongoing changes at the current detention center in Far East El Paso.
Because of the more recent developments we've seen with Campus Montana, first the speculation that it was closing, then it looks like there will be a different operator picking up the operations of it. I think time is really of the essence on this. I'd much prefer that we consider this sooner.
Earlier this month, DHS announced the facility would not be closing, but instead change operators. Local officials have expressed concern over conditions inside the facility and highlighted three in-custody deaths as reasons to call for an outside investigation. District 7 City Representative Lily Limon recommended going to federal courts.
And grand juries can review autopsy reports, medical records, surveillance footage, and interview law enforcement personnel.
Limon said the federal government has decided to have William Beaumont review the last death inside the detention center. She pointed out the federal hospital does not have to release autopsy reports like the county medical examiner's office. The council's direction directs the city manager and attorney to explain how to prevent ICE agents from entering public facilities without a judicial warrant. It also calls for a moratorium on granting permits, licenses, and zoning to the federal agency. The city's administration will also explain any existing points of contact between the city and ICE. And an Afghan asylum seeker who had aided U.S. Special Forces in Afghanistan was arrested by ICE in the Dallas area last Friday morning and died in custody the next day. Houston Public Media's Andrew Schneider reports, ICE has not provided any details on why the man was detained or on what might have caused his death.
ICE agents seized Mohammed Nazir Pakhtiawal while he was leaving home to take his children to school. The 41-year-old told relatives from ICE custody that evening that he was in pain and couldn't breathe. He was declared dead Saturday just after 9 a.m. His brother, Nasir Pakhtiawal, learned of his death that afternoon.
My brother was a war hero. He chose this place to a safe haven, but he didn't know that he's gonna get kidnapped and then killed.
ICE released a statement that Nazir Pakhtiawal had been arrested by local authorities in 2025, first for snap fraud, then for theft. In neither case was he convicted. The statement says his cause of death is under investigation. I'm Andrew Schneider in Houston.
In other news, El Paso County has nearly $800,000 in unspent opioid settlement funds from the state of Texas. And soon, county commissioners will be asked how to use that money. In the meantime, county officials have used $1.6 million in grants to help individuals in need of assistance with addiction. According to Criminal Justice Director Catherine Jones, the county has worked with three nonprofits to provide services to individuals in jail or have sought help from referrals.
So we are saving lives, we are strengthening families, and we are building a safer, healthier community. And if we have 209 unduplicated people within a short period of time, that shows you the tremendous need. And it also shows you that people want to get better.
Jones said grant money has paid for treatment, engagement, behavioral health, peer support, ride share, and harm reduction, among other forms of help. She said a new grant worth $129,000 will be used to expand program outreach and engagement. And a man who worked security for Jasmine Crockett was shot and killed after an hours-long standoff in a North Texas medical district last week. As KERA's Emmanuel Rivas reports, Dallas police say the man was wanted on multiple felony warrants.
Officers located 39-year-old Diamond Mazuri Robinson in a parking garage on Medical District Drive Wednesday night. Police say Robinson has been under investigation for weeks, and investigators say he used fake identities and police-style uniforms to pose as a federal agent. Officers spent more than an hour negotiating with Robinson before SWAT was called in. When he stepped out of a vehicle and pointed a handgun at officers, three SWAT officers fired, striking him. He was pronounced dead at the scene. I'm Emmanuel Rivas.
Support news, music, and information because public radio matters. Thank you for listening. For KTEP News, I'm Aaron Montes.